it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make us stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
Back in New Braunfels, Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes. The two teams running out onto the field now as we get set and get things ready for the second half of play here. Some scores for you. Of course, the folks in our area, Randy, Dripping Springs leading Alamo Heights 3-0 at halftime. So 3-0 Dripping Springs over Alamo Heights. Lake Travis 21-7 against Smithson Valley at halftime. A lot of folks interested in that one as well. Gregory Portland's 7-7 with a Flower Bluff, Corpus Christi Flower Bluff. Cedar Park 21-0 over Hayes. That's at Berger Center in Austin. Again, Cedar Park 21-0 over Hayes Consolidated. Victoria East losing to Weslaco 28-14. That's a halftime score as well. Corpus Christi Cal Allen 21-6 over Beeville Jones. Kerrville Tyvee 14-10 over Vandergriff. It's Port Lavaca Calhoun 20-7 over Edcouch Elsa. Lampasas and Lavernia. We're familiar with Lavernia. Lavernia leading Lampasas 22-15 at halftime. Liberty Hill and Divine tied at 14 at halftime. Wimberley here, of course, tonight leading Gonzales by a score of 20-7. Mason 49, LaVilla nothing. So that's a score in that ball game as well. And of course, I don't think we mentioned it tonight. I think we mentioned it in the pregame show. The winner of this game tonight between Gonzales and Wimberley will play either Rio Hondo or Sweeney. Those two teams will square off tomorrow in Senton. So that's a Saturday ball game. By the way, we may play some Thanksgiving football. Happy Thanksgiving.
We got a whole other half football to go here. And then for everybody that's listening out there, before you go Google where in the world Rio Hondo is.
Where is that?
Just outside of Harlingen, way down in the south.
Oh, my goodness. And
of course, Sweeney's over in Brazoria County.
And the rumors we're hearing is that, Wimberley may be playing a long way away from Wimberley next week, depending on who wins that game. So here's Tano Avila. He's going to kick things off for Wimberley. Wimberley moving right to left on your computer screen. Here's Avila with a kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 6-yard line, moving right, and that is at the 10, and still looking for running room. In a lot of trouble. Down at the 6-yard line is the return man, Donald Cartwright. He made the mistake of turning around and twisting. He was going more east and west than north and south, and it cost him. So Gonzales is going to have terrible field position to start things off here at their own 6-yard line here in the second half.
That was one of their wide receivers, Donald Cartwright, back deep. And, yeah, boy, he should have perhaps second-guessing himself there, got him into a bit of a trouble. He should have got that ball and gone up the sideline. Looked like maybe they had a return to the right.
Yeah,
but the ball was kicked so far to his left, he couldn't really get around the edge where he had some help blocking.
Casares now will turn, and he'll give it to Cecil Johnson. Flag on the play. We hadn't had a lot of those tonight. Johnson's able to weave his way to the 9-yard line for a pickup of 3, but hold everything.
Right, you know, if I'm not mistaken, that might be our first penalty tonight.
Yeah, I think you're right. Thrown right into the middle of the scrum, and we'll see.
That's unusual to see that back judge throw that flag in there like that.
They're talking it over down at the 5-yard line. They spotted the ball at the 9. Was that an illegal block?
Yeah,
or
chop block.
Yeah, chop block. And so they're going to back this up to the 3-yard line now. And so it'll be first down and 13. And good grief, Gonzales is in a hole early in this one. Second half just underway, 20-7. Wimberley leads it. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes here with you. Our producer engineer, Denver O'Neill, over there running the show. Kind of the Captain Kirk of this enterprise. Here's Casares. Quarterback sneak. He's got the 5 and the 10. Look how quick he is.
Wow.
Out to the 15-yard line. He may have gotten the first down. They're going to spot it at the 17-yard line. He's got a first down.
Yeah, and again, that just way back with his back against the end zone. Quarterback keeper right over the left side of the center. Good job by Dennis Smith to turn around and grab him when he went past. And even then, he still picked up, 12 yards or 10 yards for the first down.
Yeah, and he's got 45 yards on the night, Randy. But, of course, his stats are hurt by all those sacks, too. And,
yeah.
And, oh, by the way, he ran a kickoff back 81 yards as well, too.
I'll tell you what's interesting. It was only 4 weeks ago that he became the starting quarterback for these Apaches.
Kasaris now will take the snap. He is going to run right up the middle. He got a couple of yards out to the 19. It'll be second down and 8.
Yeah, nice job by Alden Mann that time to step up in that hole and grab him, tackle him for a short gain.
Second down and 8. And you were saying, telling me an interesting thing that you picked up in the first half when Kasaris is playing defense. He's a cornerback, and you said the Texans keep putting receivers out there for him to cover, and they'll just run a go route to try to tire him out, I guess.
Yeah, we noticed over here toward the end of the first half, one of the timeouts they took, that he was on his kind of hunched down trying to catch his breath.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're certainly running him.
Here's pitch right to Johnson, and he has a lot of traffic. He's trying to get through. He got it out to the 22-yard line. That'll be a pickup of about 3 for Cecil Johnson.
But John Anthony Kasaris is such a huge part of this Apache team. Not just on one side of the ball, but both sides of the ball. And so you can't help but think that the Texans aren't just a little bit focused on where he is and what he's doing and taking advantage of trying to tire him out.
Third down and 6 now for the Apaches. So big play early here in the second half with Wimberly holding on to a 20-7 lead. Kasaris will turn and give it to the fullback, and he's going to be wiped out in the backfield. Brought down at the 20. A loss of 2 is the fullback. No, they're going to spot it at the 21-yard line, so a loss of 1. And it'll be fourth down, and Gonzalez will punt the football, and I believe this will be their first punt of the night. It's Matthew Hillman who's back deep to punt, and Brennan Blakemore standing at his own 47-yard line awaiting the punt here.
Boy, that stand has to concern Coach Locke. Only a little less than 3 minutes went off the clock that time, and not the best punt in the world right there either.
No, Hillman with a short punt. Let's see where they spot this. They're going to spot this down, trying to pick up the official over there on the far sideline. Too much traffic. I think they're going to spot it at the 34-yard line. So that's about a literally a 13-yard punt, I think, 12 or 13
yeah.
yards. So Wimberly will get it at the Gonzalez 34-yard line, and this is the worst thing in the world that you would want to have happen on your first drive if you're a Ricky Locke, the head coach of Gonzalez. So Brady Lambert will call the signals now. He'll be in the shotgun formation with Trinity Wilson to his right. 9:04 left to play in the third quarter. Wimberly leads it 20-7. Wilson has it. Again, a lot of traffic, but he's able to push forward and pick up a yard to the 33.
Man, a hard yard. Again, that Apache front four down there is just tough to get past. They four guys can close 6 gaps quicker than any defense we've seen all year.
Yeah, unofficially, Trinity Wilson now 6 carries for 2 yards, and hadn't really been Trinity's fault, Randy. I think it's more the great play of that Gonzalez defense here tonight. He hadn't had a lot of running room at all.
Yeah, that's right. Big Cody Urich down there, the right defensive tackle for Gonzalez, has done a good job penetrating. All of them have. They seem to be blowing the offensive line really a step back.
Second down and 9. Blakemore is down here to our far side. No, that's Dennis Smith. Flips it out left side to Trinity Wilson, who catches it down to the 31-yard line. That's a 2-yard gain on the pass. He caught it out into the left flat. It'll be third down now and 6-7.
Yeah. Alejandro Hernandez, the right linebacker for the Apaches, was smart that time. That play's been open all night for the Texans, where they send the receivers down deep and they float somebody out underneath. That time one of the linebackers came out with him and was quick to make the tackle.
So third down now and 7. Wimberly has to get to the 24-yard line for a first down. Long count by Lambert. Going to take the snap and roll right. Looking, and throwing. A lot of good protection. He's going to go deep and into the end zone, but he overthrows his receiver, trying to hit Burt Shell down there. And really, I think Brady just kind of threw that ball away.
Yeah, he was being pursued pretty hard that time. Good protection initially. He rolled out to the right, and it was a Apache hot and heavy on him there. And he was, like you said, I think he just threw that ball on the run way down the field to get it out of play.
Now it's going to be fourth down and 7, and they're kind of in no man's land here, Randy. They might as well go for it. I think that's exactly what they're going to do here at the Gonzalez 31-yard line.
Yeah, if I was Apaches, I'd be wondering where in the world Blakemore's lining up.
Yeah, you might want to find him. He's in the slot here on the left side. Lambert's in the shotgun. Smith is split out to the left here as well. Lambert's looking deep and looking for Blakemore, and he's got it and knocked away, though, at the 10-yard line. Looked like Blakemore might be able to haul it in, but it was knocked away.
Yeah, perfectly defended by Zach Lopez. The cornerback rolled over and got an arm out right in front of Blakemore and then was able to bat the ball down. It was great, good defense there.
Well-thrown ball there by Brady Lambert, but well-covered in the secondary, and Gonzalez will take over now with 7:27 left to play in the third period. Again, Wimberley leading it 20-7.
Well, you would have liked to see them go all the way down the field and punch it into the end zone. But as it is, they've turned the ball over on downs, and really, Gonzalez starting on their own 30 is not that bad of field position for the Texans to give up.
Casares now in the shotgun. He'll take it right up the middle. 35-40. He's got the first down, and he peels off 11 yards in the blink of an eye.
Again, just a straight keeper up the middle. He's not a very big man at all, but boy, he is quick and elusive, and he's down, runs down very low to the ground, hard to bring down.
He's probably hard to see by his defenders. He gets there behind that offensive line. You can't find him.
Well, he's by far the smallest man out there of the 11 that the Apaches all have on the field.
Give him a 10-yard gain. He's got 57 yards on the ground now tonight, and now he'll fake the pitch and take it again. He's got the 45-yard line and falls forward another yard or so, and a pickup of five there by Casares. It'll be second down and five.
And the Texans have four down linemen, and that time both two of the linebackers anyway came up to fill holes. And, amazing enough, Casares went through the hole that nobody was coming through. So I don't know if that was by design or just luck.
Clock on the move at 6:40 remaining in the third period. Second down and five now for Gonzalez. Johnson is a step or two to the left of Casares. Casares going to take him himself. He's got to 50. Look out. 45 and down to the 43-yard line is Casares. Another 11-yard run. First down.
On any other offense, that'd be a handoff to the tailback over the left tackle.
Right.
For him, it's direct snap and go left. So, Texas better find a way to slow that young man down.
Yeah, there's not a lot of tomfoolery with this offense, Randy. It's pretty simple, but stop us if you can is kind of the mentality. Snap this time to Casares, and he's able to fake the pitch and run right up the middle. And he gets it down to the 37-yard line. That'll be a pickup of six.
Yeah, the Apaches were lined up with their strength formation over here on this right side that they ran in that last offensive series, or second to last offensive series in the second quarter, and they did that quick little pitch, and he feigned that pitch this time and countered back to the left.
John Anthony now, 19 carries, 79 yards unofficially. Second down and five now. Ball at the 38-yard line. Cecil Johnson has it this time, and he's wiped out at the line of scrimmage. That was Terrio there who was really able to put him on his haunches. He may have lost a yard back to the 39-yard line.
He lost his helmet. It's interesting that he seems to be the only one who's able to move the ball against this Texans defense. You know, that time just a handoff, again, a little misdirection, handed off with Casares going to the right, handed off underneath, hit with him going left, almost like a crosser play or a counter, and nothing doing.
Now it's third down and six, a big play for the Apaches. Casares will take it, try to run up the middle, and he breaks one tackle, but he is brought down at the 36-yard line. He'll be a full 3 yards short of the first down. It'll be fourth down, and undoubtedly they'll go for it here.
Yeah, Kyle Terrio came in from that right linebacker position, the stunt, and got a piece of him. Hardly slowed him down, and he still went forward for 3 yards.
We had talked about Cecil Johnson before the game with 1,600 yards rushing, Randy. 8 carries, 30 yards here tonight, so he hasn't done any damage, really, to the Wimberley Texans defense.
No, it's been a one-man show.
Fourth down now. Fourth down and four. Got to get to the 33-yard line. Gonzalez, pitch right. Trying to get outside is Lopez. He's brought down at the 41-yard line. That's where Wimberley will take over.
Yeah, what a nice job. Alden Mann came shooting through there, got past his blocker, and tackled him in the backfield for a loss.
Wimberley is going to have it at their own 41-yard line. Clock is at 4:27 remaining in this third period.
Kind of makes you wonder, Mike. They had so much success just handing or with Casares just keeping the ball, running it between the tackles, and they've got down here on the last three plays, they handed it off for right back to the line of scrimmage for a loss and for a loss and turned it over on downs.
Lambert now I formation behind him. Dennis Smith is dotting the I, and he's going to get the ball. Pitch right to Smith. He's got the 40, he's got the sideline. 45, and out near the 50-yard line is Dennis Smith. That's a pickup of 9. They say he stepped out of bounds at the 48-yard line. So yes.
Saw that ref throw something over there. I guess that was his bing bag to show where he had gone out of bounds.
Give him a gain of 7.
Yeah, I mentioned a while ago, Trinity Wilson hasn't had as much success tonight running out of that tailback position. But, boy, put Dennis Smith back there and turn him loose, give him a 3 or 4 yards of speed or a head start. And tough man to bring down.
Well, you know, Wimberley really hasn't run the ball an awful lot, Randy. I mean, Trinity Wilson has 6 carries. Dennis Smith is next with 5. Second down and 3 now at the 48-yard line, their own 48-yard line, the Texans set up. Give up the middle. That's Trinity Wilson. Big run. Or is that Colby Kelly?
That's
Colby Kelly. Burst right up the middle. He gained 12 yards down to the Gonzalez 41-yard line.
Matt, he didn't just burst up the middle. He did a perfectly executed hurdle move there over an Apache nose tackle. Went right over the top of him and ran for 6 more yards before he was brought down. That was nice.
Colby usually does all the dirty work blocking, right?
Yeah.
He's probably thrilled. Give me that football.
Yeah, that's right.
He took advantage of his opportunity there. First down and 10 now at the Gonzalez 41-yard line. Lambert shotgun. He'll give it to Wilson right up the middle. He's got the 40 to the 38, pushes forward down to the 37-yard line, a pickup of 4 for Wilson. Second down and 6 now for the Texans.
Yeah, Texans out of their spread offense that time. Simple little handoff, snaps back to Brady. He turns and hands it off. And, again, they seem to be content to eat up some clock and just drive it down the field on this drive.
Yeah, they certainly do. Second down and 6 now for the Texans. Shotgun again for Lambert. Long count. Play clock inside of 10 seconds now. Back to throw. Looking left, he's got Blakemore at the 35. Look out. Breaks 2 tackles to the 30. Are you kidding me? 25-20. He's going to go the distance. 10-5. Touchdown. Brennan Blakemore. No flags. 37 yards.
And he scored that touchdown because Dennis Smith made a fantastic downfield block to spring him that last 10 yards. Oh, is that a hanky down there in the corner?
Well, let's see. I didn't see any flags. But the chain gang on the far side hasn't moved, but the official now is coming over to this side, to the Gonzalez side, and I don't see any flags still, and the extra point team is out for the Texans.
Blakemore was lobbying like crazy over here to this judge.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. The touchdown is going to stand, but it's unsportsmanlike conduct against the Texans, and Blakemore now is talking to the line. You see, you would assume maybe the penalty was against Brennan, but who knows? Whatever the case, that was an unbelievable, yet again, play by Brennan Blakemore. 37 yards on the pass play. Avila gets the extra point up and through, and it is good. And with 3:06 remaining in the third period, Wimberley now comfortably 27-7 over Gonzalez.
Have I mentioned how much we missed him the last few games?
Yes, and you can just keep on mentioning that. And you know, you had just said a moment ago that the Texans were methodically willing to run the clock down, and I had almost said, well, they better not get it to Brennan Blakemore because he doesn't do methodical. If you get him the ball, he ain't going to be methodical. It's going to be immediate, and that's what it was.
And they're not throwing the ball way down the field. I mean, it's all a little underneath stuff. It's all the run after the catch that's been just highlight reel after highlight reel for Brennan Blakemore tonight. Hey, Mike, speaking of champions and future Texan players, how do you like this? I've got a little boy that plays in the youth football.
Sure.
Wimberley Texans is part of that mid-Tex football league, and last weekend that division, there's a division one similar to what the playoffs are, big school, small school, and Wimberley's in that division two bracket,
right?
And of the three age groups last week, Wimberley brought home the championship for two of those teams. Coach Chance Crowder with his BB 9 and 10 year old age group, they won the championship last week, and then Coach Wagner for the varsity division, which is 11 and 12 year olds. So congratulations to them. So those are champions, future Texans we'll see out here on the football field one day.
How about that? Congratulations. Avalon now is going to kick off from his own 25-yard line after the unsportsmanlike conduct call. It's going to be taken by Casares at the 22. He's got the 30. Look out. He's got the 40, 45, 50, and finally run out of bounds near the 45-yard line of Wimberley is the quarterback, John Anthony Casares.
Yeah, we haven't seen Albertano Avila have to make too many saving tackles, but that was him that drove him out of bounds there on that return.
2:58 remaining in the third period. We're not sure who got that unsportsmanlike conduct call, but you can bet that Weldon Nelms knows by now who got it, and he probably expressed his opinion about that unsportsmanlike conduct call accordingly.
Well, the flag was thrown way down here where Blakemore was pushed down here at the very end, so I kind of have a feeling that might have had something to do with something that was going on down in that corner. And Blakemore was certainly pleading his case.
Pitch right is Cecil Johnson. Look out, 40, 45, 30, and finally pulled down at the 25-yard line. Cecil Johnson, after a 21-yard run, that's his biggest run of the night. First down, Gonzalez.
Yeah, Colton Fonville grabbed his jersey from behind and was able to drag him down. Had not been for that, that young man would have been in the end zone.
He would have been long gone. He's a short young guy, but he's certainly quick, and he got out there in the open field. And
well, this will be interesting to see. This is about where they got on the last possession when they stalled out.
Shotgun formation. Casares will take it and pitch it left side to Cecil Johnson. Yeah, why not? He breaks a tackle at the 20. He's inside the 20. And down to the 18-yard line is Cecil Johnson. That's a pickup of seven. So suddenly, Cecil Johnson now has come to life. He's got 58 yards on the ground tonight on 10 carries.
Looks like they're warming up your helicopter over there on the backside of the bleachers.
Yeah, we noticed that at halftime. The television helicopter kind of...
Oh, that's not yours?
No, that's not mine. Uh-huh. That's the radio station.
Well, we didn't write. You know, I forgot to tell you. Sure, in fact, we've been remiss in not mentioning Lone Oak Motors again tonight.
That's right. Second down and three now for Gonzalez. Casares is going to give it to Cecil Johnson. The Cecil Johnson show here tonight on this drive. He gets it close to the 15. I think he's going to be short of the first down. Yeah, we may be needing Lone Oak big time next week, too.
Well, you know, you chose not to carpool with us tonight, and we had the seat warmers on over there on that side.
Oh, did you?
On that side of the Man. Ferrari. Yeah, we had a Ferrari tonight.
Oh, did you? Yeah. You drove the Ferrari. Nice. I'll be riding with you next week.
We'll be back to that Prius.
That's right. Third down and one for Gonzalez now at the 16-yard line. Casares now is trying to move forward, and he's able to get the first down inside the 14-yard line. I think he had some help from a few of his friends to rephrase the song. It looked like a blocking back behind him sort of gave him a nice friendly shove forward. At any rate, he picked up the first down.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch him run that sneak because he goes down the line laterally looking for that open hole to punch his way through. That time he went left and had to go two or three men over before he was able to get that yard.
And he sort of slithered. He's kind of a slitherer.
Slithering.
Yeah. Here's Casares now. He pitches it right side to Johnson. He's going to turn it back inside. A lot of traffic, not a lot of running room. He gets it to the 8-yard line, a pickup of one. It'll be second down now, or check that. He gets it to the 13-yard line, a pickup of one. It'll be second down and nine.
Yeah, Alden Mann came shooting through there and got a piece of his shoe. He dove at his ankles and tripped him up just a little bit enough to slow him down where it limited his pickup to just that 1 yard.
Ball at the 13. 35 seconds remaining in the third period. Wimberley leading it over Gonzalez, 27-7. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes here with you from New Braunfels. Here's Casares rolling left. Now he stops. Now he's going to be brought down violently by Dennis Smith. A sack at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Dennis Smith from the right defensive end position. What a mismatch over there. And that's several times now. They just cannot have they don't have the opportunity to set up to throw the ball. They tried to send two receivers. It looked like one of them was on a post route going across the middle and one was on a streak going down the left side. And just no time to set up to throw the ball.
And that's going to be the end of the third period. So 12 minutes remaining for Wimberley. Wimberley leads it over Gonzalez 27-7. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com.
Texan football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgages, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Information available online at blancobank.com or by phone at 847-1300. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Branch manager Kay Smith and her entire team wish the Texans all the best this football season. Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Lori Gray of Horace Mann Insurance, specializing in auto, life, and home insurance, and annuities in the Wimberley, Dripping Springs, and Lake Travis areas. Available by phone at 847-5118 and via email, lori.gray@horacemann.com. Lori wishes all the best to the Texans on their 2011 season. Go Texans! Support for this Wimberley Texan playoff game is made possible by Wimberley Rental, locally owned and operated for over 23 years. Wimberley Rental has all your construction and party rental needs. Available at 512-847-3106 or stop by at 612 Melody Way, Wimberley, Texas. The entire staff of Wimberley Rental wish the Texans the best of luck during the playoffs.